And we're joined in studio and on the line. We're connected everywhere, Craig, this morning. And of course, people can always connect with us at WEOL.com or on the WEOL mobile app. But in studio, we have with us Mitzi Fekkinen, who is the event manager for Parker's Grill and Tavern. So, Craig, food's going to be part of this conversation.
Oh, really?
That's right. And on the line with us, we have Charlotte Ray, president of University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center and event honorary chair of L'Amour Divin. Good morning, Charlotte. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. So this big event, a couple days away, comes up on Wednesday, September 27th, talking about L'Amour Divin. The Arthritis Foundation gets the benefit of this 20th anniversary of L'Amour Divin, the premier food and wine event taking place at Avon Oaks Country Club. And as we mentioned, Craig, food and wine. And Mitzi brought some things in this morning as one of the many different restaurants that provide. It's kind of a fun thing for your chefs to come up with something to provide to the public.
It is. It's awesome.
Outside of their restaurant, right?
Yeah, and this year we brought pulled pork sliders for you, and that's actually what we're doing for the event as well. So you guys will be able to try that today. They're awesome, and we also have them on our happy hour menu if anyone wanted to come in and stop in the restaurant to get them after the event as well.
Wow. What goes into a pulled pork slider other than pulled pork?
It's pulled pork and coleslaw with cilantro and a jalapeno to finish it. They're awesome. They're really, really good and extremely popular in the restaurant as well.
So you get a little sweetness to it and a little kick as
little
well
kick,
out the
yep,
door.
Yep, the kick is what makes it, I think, but it's awesome.
How many sliders would satisfy someone when they say, because sliders sometimes indicates, well, I'll have three or two or four. Or
two something. Typically come to an order on the happy hour menu. And we do them also, we offer them for events, if you want to do on-site events or off-site events as well.
So you, as the event manager, get to do some things like this that's happening, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I worked the one last year, so it's a great event. Anyone that's looking forward to it or is thinking about going, you absolutely should, because it's a great cause and it's a great time.
When you work an event like that, do you have an opportunity or do you wish to sample other dishes from other restaurants?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You have no idea. We were staying there last year, and I'm just like, my mouth is watering because the food that you see coming out of these restaurants and the amount of work that's been put into it, and you just see it all kind of come alive. It's the same feeling that I get even, you know, putting an event together on-site or off-site, and the people that come to these events, it's awesome just to see everything. And I actually got a chance last year to kind of walk around and taste some other foods, you know, just a little bit from some of the other restaurants. I wish I could have had some of the wine, but that, you know, I was working, so I couldn't do that.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's a lot of fun.
Well, this is L'Amour Divin, and in the title, talking about the wine. So there's that along with the food, as well as the silent auction that takes place too. We have with us also on the line, as mentioned, Charlotte Ray, president of University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center, and on an event chair. And, Char, this is really an important event. And the hospital really has been involved almost from the very beginning for this event, right?
Absolutely. First of all, I want to have pork sliders for breakfast. Secondly, you know, we certainly have had a lot of passion about this event. We've been sponsoring it for 20 years. And Linda Hammond, who is our marketing manager, has also chaired this event since its inception. And really, I think, done a fantastic job of improving the awareness about arthritis to our community, and you know, just making sure people are aware how devastating this disease is.
Charlotte, talk a little bit about some of the numbers, maybe, because I think perhaps some people think, well, it's an old folks' problem, but that's not the case, is it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think that people need to be aware of the fact that arthritis is the number one cause of disability in the United States, and it affects one in four Americans. The other thing that I think is shocking is that it's documented that 300,000 children have arthritis, and some of those kids get sick as early as age 1 year old. So it's really just a devastating disease, and I think the Arthritis Foundation does a great job of offering help and support to those affected by arthritis, and they also do a great job of funding clinical research to find a cure.
Well, that's where this event really comes into play, the funds that are raised from it, not only from the ticket sales, but also about the silent auction. There's a lot of great things that people put together when they come to this event to bid on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our goal this year is to raise $70,000 for the Arthritis Foundation, and we're doing that, obviously, by enticing people to come to this wonderful event, looking at the mm-hmm. local chefs and the wares that they've put together, the fantastic foods that they've prepared for us. And if you're interested, you know, there are general admission tickets that are $75 a piece. and there are still VIP lounge tickets available for $95 a piece.
I see, too, that spa services from Exhale and Avon, they are back again this year. Have you ever done that?
Yes, I have, and I got to tell you, the one time I did it, I got a gift certificate from my team at the hospital, and I was so excited. I got to go there and relax, and you know who was there that morning? Dr. Don Sheldon. He was playing racquetball like a crazy man, and you know he's a great racquetball player, and I'm in there, you know, getting a pedicure, and he pops in to get a massage, and it really did kind of ruin the atmosphere for me. I was no longer relaxed. And I'm like, what's my boss doing in here?
Check it up on you.
Great, great spa.
They should have a sign, no bosses allowed, no, you know, whatever. Yeah. But it's
retired.
Right. So as the honorary chair of this event, what responsibilities have you been given?
Well, obviously, I need to chat it up. I need to make sure that the hospital and the teams of the hospital are excited about this event. I want to make sure that the community is aware of this event. And my goal is to make sure the house is packed and we raise as much money as we can.
And again, that's coming up this this Wednesday from 6 to 9 at Avon Oaks Country Club, a nice facility to have this beautiful event. And, of course, our Tim Alcorn will be emceeing the event, too. A lot of different things going on. Trying to see if there's the wine tasting, different types of silent auctions. Anything else that is taking place that I missed out on? I think that's pretty much.
Well, obviously the food. You know, well, we've got a lot of fantastic restaurants. You know, we've got Ahern Catering, Bistro 83, The Blind Perch, Bomba, Tacos and Rum, Bonefish Grill, Cafe Piccolo, Luca West, The Market in Rocky River, Melt Bar and Grill, Parker's Grill and Tavern, Texas to Brazil, and the Wine Bar from Rocky River. So it's really going to be a fantastic
outstanding
event.
Restaurants. Right. They're awesome.
You know, Mitzi, it's amazing how many restaurants there are in Northeast Ohio of certain types and styles and different ones like that, too. So there's a variety for everybody here. So it's a great place to live with all these different kind of restaurants that are here, too.
I agree.
The different ones that are coming, and sometimes there's desserts there. I'm not sure if you'll have sometimes dessert people there, too.
So a lot of some people end up doing desserts. You know, you have the option to feature a menu item that is popular or that you know. There's always a great mix at this event specifically. I've done a lot of offsites that, and I have to say, Shar, you do a fantastic job because if I wasn't working, I would want to go to this event. So I think it's extraordinary and the cause is fantastic. So,
and again, the 20th.
My recommendation is to eat a light lunch and go there and enjoy a fantastic evening of food and wine.
Yep. Charlotte, can you also talk about how you can upgrade to the VIP lounge?
Oh, absolutely. Sorry. Yeah, for $95, you can upgrade to the VIP lounge, and that's really nice. It's a nice offset piece of space that is only available to VIPs with some special wines and just a little bit of a quieter portion of the evening. So it's a great, great event. You can call at 216-285-2822, or you can go online and buy tickets at www.arthritis.org/Lemoor.
Sounds great. Well, happy 20th anniversary. And whoever came up with that 20th anniversary logo, I just love it. They took a little more of the grapevine from the original one and turned it into a 2. It's a beautiful design for a 20th anniversary logo. And we appreciate people to come on out. And I know we've been giving away some tickets, so we have some listeners that will be joining you to this event. Again, the 20th annual Lemoor de Vin coming up at Avon Oaks Country Club this coming Wednesday from 6 to 9. On the line with us, Charlotte Ray, President of the University Hospital's Elyria Medical Center and event chair. Thanks for joining us. And also in studio, Mitzi Fekkonen from Parker's Grill and Tavern. And Craig, we have to make sure we don't lose out on those sliders that she brought in this morning.
The office staff comes in 5 minutes.
All
we
right,
better
well,
move.
6 minutes to down a couple sliders, I think you can do. Ladies, thanks for joining us this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.